folks, you could call in and lend your thoughts on this too. 610-539-TALK, the number to call, 610-539-TALK. I'm looking at an article from FoxNews.com for this one here. Now, Iran, world powers agree to nuclear deal. This just developed today, as early as the day is. And welcome this morning. If you're joining us, it's a new day on 1180 WFYL. Mike Levins here. The number again to call, 610-539-TALK, 610-539-8255. And let your voice be heard this morning as we talk about the different headlines, all from a Christian perspective. Iran and six world powers, led by the United States, reached a formal agreement early Tuesday aimed at curbing Tehran's nuclear program in exchange for billions of dollars in international sanctions relief. Diplomats from both sides confirmed the deal had been reached after the latest 18-day round of intense and often fractious negotiations in Vienna, Austria, blew through three self-imposed deadlines. Final meeting between foreign ministers of Iran, the United States, Britain, China, France, Germany, and Russia was underway Tuesday morning with a press conference expected to follow. President Barack Obama was to make a statement on the agreement from the White House at 7. And there was no immediate comment on the agreement from U.S. officials, but Iranian Foreign Minister Javad Zarif described the accord as, quote, a historic moment as he attended the final session. I wonder if that was before or after Iran called us a liar. Anyone remember that? They called basically, they called, at least different segments of the people. You could say, oh, well, that's not the government. Well, they basically called the U.S. liars and we are cheaters. And do you remember this? No? Here, look, here's a article from Free Beacon. Iran accuses U.S. of lying about new nuke agreement. Even though they're getting everything that they possibly want in the agreement, they accused us of lying not too long ago. In Luzon, just hours after the announcement of what the United States characterized as a historic agreement with Iran over its nuclear program, this is in April, by the way, the country's leading negotiator lashed out at the Obama administration for lying about the details of a tentative framework, accusing the Obama administration of misleading the American people and Congress in a fact sheet it released following the culmination of negotiations with the Islamic Republic. Zarif bragged in an earlier press conference, this is in April, that the United States had tentatively agreed to let it continue the enrichment of uranium, the key component in a nuclear bomb, as well as key nuclear research. Zarif additionally said Iran would have all nuclear-related sanctions lifted once a final deal is signed, and that country would not be forced to shut down any of its currently operating installations. So, the leading foreign minister, Javad Zarif, only a month or two ago, accusing the U.S. of lying about the whole deal, now apparently we've struck a deal with them. I don't know where the negotiation tactics are coming from for this, but is this just a piece of paper or is this actually going to get something done? Now, here is Zarif today. Quote, we are reaching an agreement that is not perfect for anybody, but it is what we could accomplish. And it is an important achievement for all of us today. Could have been the end of hope on this issue. But now we are starting a new chapter of hope. I wonder what he calls hope. He called it a historic moment. Let's see. Reuters reported, citing Western diplomats, that Iran had agreed to a so-called snapback provision under which sanctions could be reinstated in 65 days if it violated the agreement. So, many different, so here we go. We'll just read a little bit before here. So diplomats said Iran agreed to the continuation of a United Nations arms embargo on the country for up to 5 more years, though it could end earlier if the IAEA definitively clears Iran of any current work on nuclear weapons. Similar condition was put on UN restrictions on the transfer of ballistic missile technology to Tehran, which could last up for 8 more years. Iranian leaders insisted the embargo had to end as their forces combat regional scourges such as ISIS, and they got some support from China and particularly Russia, which wants to expand military cooperation and arms sales to Tehran, including the long-delayed transfer of S-300 advanced air defense systems, a move long opposed by the United States. A giant game of chess here happening, ladies and gentlemen, and we are just the guests. Because even though American people have voiced their opinion on this, and that why in the world are we dealing with a state sponsor of terrorism, I may remind you, we are quite effectively doing a deal with the devil.
In anticipation of troubled times, the Apostle Paul instructed Timothy to be courageous, bold, and unswerving in his belief of God. He said, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind." I'm Sam Rohr, president of the American Pastors Network. If you listen to the news of the day, you may well be fearful of all types of things, known and unknown. But God has given us the victorious power, His Holy Spirit to communicate the truth, and the spirit of confidence and faith. We should not sit back nor cower. Instead, we must press on for the truth. We must declare our relationship with Jesus Christ and the transforming power of the gospel. As Paul said, "Because of what God has done for us, don't be ashamed of being called a Christian. Wear the name of Christian with humility, grace, and power." I'm Sam Rohr saying, "We are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. Let us stand for Christ and with Christ no matter the cost."
Sign up as a partner at papastors.net.
The Pocket Testament League presents Pocket Power. Read, carry, and share the gospel every day. If you've ever failed to share your faith because you just didn't know what words to use, then carry the word with you.
I really enjoy sharing the word of God with others, especially people I come across on the streets who sometimes feel there isn't any hope. The word of God brings light to any situation, and that's why I share with people.
Hello, I'm Mike Brickley, president of the Pocket Testament League. We'd love for you to experience the joy that comes from giving someone the inspired Word of God. We'll make it easy for you. Won't you join us?
The youth publications will be perfect for our youth Sunday school. As the children learn, this will be a special publication to lead them to Christ and to an understanding of salvation. Thank you and God bless you.
What are you waiting for? Read, carry, and share the gospel every day. For more information, call 1-800-636-8785 or visit pocketpower.org. That's pocketpower.org.
You know the Bible has wisdom for everything, and you know it's going to have wisdom for this nuclear deal. Oh, yes. Yes, it does. Do not think for a moment that it does not. We'll get to that. Welcome to the program. It's a new day, 1180 WFYL with Mike Levins. You can call in at 610. Oh, there we go. Something there. 610-539-TALK. 610-539-8255. And talk about the issues along with us. Let your voice be heard. As we're talking about the issues from a Christian perspective this morning, and the big news is that Iran and world powers have agreed to a nuclear deal. You know, I believe I have a sneaking suspicion that Europe agreed to a deal with Adolf Hitler before World War II. Is that just me? I have a sneaking suspicion. Here we go. Here's a, this is a .de website, Spiegel.de. I hope I'm saying that right. DE's got to be Denmark. title, The Road to World War II, How Appeasement Failed to Stop Hitler. Now, is Iran going to cause World War II? 610-539-TALK, the number to call. But The Road to World War II, How Appeasement Failed to Stop Hitler. This is part two of an article kind of telling you about World War II. You ready for a little bit of a history lesson here? A few days after returning from Vienna, Hitler, beaming with joy, told one of his right-hand men that Czechoslovakia is next. European dominance seemed within their grasp. 18 months later, they would take the final step into World War II. Now, he met with a leader of another German political party at that time, and the Allied victors had incorporated one portion of land. And I don't know, maybe you remember this from history class, maybe you don't, but the Sudetenland, which had formerly been part of the Austro-Hungarian Empire. We're talking about, World War I, going into World War II. And I'm going somewhere with this. Now, particularly hard hit by the Great Depression were many Germans living in that land. Now, Europe was consumed by fear of going into war. That was to be avoided at all costs. And yet, in the end, that's exactly what happened, is it not? See, Chamberlain, if everyone remembers Chamberlain, who was at the time former chancellor, was also keenly aware that the weary empire was stretched very thin. Now, we're talking about Chamberlain, who was prime minister at the time. And I'm looking, and if you don't realize, it's Neville Chamberlain. I'm talking about the British prime minister, who was the force of the West at the time, right before World War II. It is perfectly evident, surely now, that force is the only argument Germany understands. Eventually, he had to make that statement. London took a soft stance toward the Nazis. This article, and if you want to find it, you could get a little bit more in-depth on the history there. Spiegel.de, The Road to World War II, How Appeasement Failed to Stop Hitler. Iran, the world powers agree to a nuclear deal. Well, what is the nuclear deal? Well, let's go ahead and look at that. And don't you think for a moment that scripture doesn't have something to say about this? It most certainly has all the wisdom that we could get. Now, there are huge economic benefits for Iran in this deal. It stands to receive more than $100 billion in assets that were frozen overseas, and an end to a European oil embargo and various financial restrictions on Iranian banks. Now, this has been the deciding factor. Iran's economy has truly felt the effects of the embargo and these different restrictions that we're putting on them. They really have felt those effects, people. And it has been effective in negotiating, because that is leverage against that. Against them wanting to have full nuclear capacity. Of course, I guess we just let them have it, though, without anything. This is all appeasement. The overall nuclear deal comes after nearly a decade of international intercontinental diplomacy that until recently was defined by failure. You know, I don't know, since when has diplomacy been capitulation on every single demand? No one has a backbone anymore. No one wants to stand up to them because we're all so war-weary. But you know what? Ironically, that war-weariness will get us into another conflict. Because if we're not willing to stand up now to something, then there's no reason for anything that we may disagree with or think that's evil or think that's hostile or violates the sovereignty of a nation, whether it's ISIS or something else. If we don't do that now, then what's the reason for it to stop? The only thing that these people understand is force. See, we don't understand that because that's not how we live our day-to-day lives. I don't live my life by force. I'm not constantly having to impose my will on others with force in order to live. See, in countries like Iran, that's how they live. We don't understand that as Americans because we don't have to. We're free. But in Iran, it's all about, in countries like it, putting force over another. Putting one's force, one's ability, leverage over another. And that's how people survive day in and day out. That's all they understand. See, we're trying to talk to them like we would talk to other Americans. The problem is they're not Americans, people. They are Iranians, Persians, if you're looking at the ancient lineage there. You have to know that this is an absolute aberration as far as foreign policy goes. It's an abomination. Well, shall we learn more about the deal? I think we shall. So not only does all the oil embargoes end, as far as European oil embargoes, financial restrictions on their banks end, not only are they getting their frozen assets, but also more secret U.S.-Iranian discussions followed, culminating in a face-to-face meeting between the Secretary of State, John Kerry, and Iranian Foreign Minister Javad Zarif. Kerry and Zarif took the lead in the negotiations. 2 months later in Geneva, Iran and six powers announced an interim agreement that temporarily curbed Tehran's nuclear program and unfroze some Iranian assets while setting the stage for Tuesday's comprehensive accord. This is leading up. It took time, however, to get this deal. Benjamin Netanyahu, of course, coming out saying, quote, this deal is a, quote, bad mistake of historic proportions. But as far as international weapons inspectors being able to keep tabs on everything, yeah, well, Iran can just say, well, I don't know that we're going to grant that.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. A nuclear deal with Iran is done, meant to prevent that country from developing nuclear weapons in exchange for international sanctions relief. President Obama at the White House.
This deal demonstrates that American diplomacy can bring about real and meaningful change. Change that makes our country and the world safer and more secure.
Here's Fox News Radio's Simon Owen in London.
Chris, the agreement is set to give Iran billions of dollars in sanctions relief in exchange for curbing its nuclear activities. The Iranian foreign minister calling it a historic day. The final document is expected to include a deal to allow inspections of Iranian nuclear facilities, albeit with some restrictions, and a cap on production of nuclear material that can be used in bombs. A UN arms embargo against Iran is expected to stay in place. Chris.
Simon Owen in London, thank you. This is a Fox News alert.
Hi, I'm Doug Floro, President and Certified Financial Planner at MFB Wealth Management. In Matthew 25, the parable of the 10 talents warns us that not investing the master's talents because of fear is wrong. Doing nothing can be a sin.
So what are the consequences of doing nothing?
In this parable, the first thing we see is that the Lord is not pleased. The one talent is taken away and given to the one that has 10 talents. Finally, the unprofitable servant is cast into outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
Wow, that sounds harsh.
It certainly does. Now, none of us is a perfect steward, but if you feel like you are just coasting along and it's time to make some changes, please call our office at 215-723-8999.
MFB Wealth Management, 215-723-8999, on the web at mfbwm.com. Securities and advisory services offered through Genios Wealth Management, member FINRA SIPC.
This is Sam Rohr of the American Pastors Network, and I want to invite you to listen to our new daily live call-in program, Stand in the Gap Today, each Monday through Friday at noon, right here on WFYL. There's never a shortage of topics surrounding how our faith and freedom are being attacked on every front. This program will equip Christians to stand up for truth and to impact our culture for Christ rather than just being an idle bystander. Join this battle for truth and listen to Stand in the Gap Today every Monday through Friday at noon, right here on WFYL.
History was made on today's date. Stay tuned for an American Minute with Bill Federer.
The 38th president was born this day, July 14, 1913. His given name was Leslie Lynch King Jr., but his stepfather renamed him. The only Eagle Scout to become president, he attended the University of Michigan on a football scholarship, graduated from Yale Law School, served in the Navy during World War II, and was elected to Congress. When Richard Nixon resigned, he succeeded him, becoming the first non-elected president. His name, Gerald Ford, who said, "I ask you to confirm me as your president with your prayers, and I hope that such prayers will also be the first of many."
This has been an American Minute with Bill Federer. For a free transcript, call American Minute at 1-888-USA-WORD.
You know, I was talking to you about what Scripture may have to say about this. Well, it does have something to say. We're going to have to look at a verse in particular here to learn a little bit more for our Scripture of the Day. Welcome to the program if you're just joining us. It's a new day in 1180 WFYL, working for your liberty. And we have some quotes for you from the Supreme Leader of Iran. And this was only 4 months ago. Oh, goody! We're going to go ahead and look at how diplomacy has been going and who we have been negotiating with. Oh, yes, that's right. 610-539-TALK, the number to call. 610-539-8255. This is absolutely devoid of all logic and any kind of common sense, this deal, because it does nothing. Remember I told you right before the break here that Iran can just say to UN weapons inspectors, we don't want you coming in. Here we go. Here's all from the Fox News article. This deal, I'm not even sure I like this wording here. It's not a compromise. The deal includes a compromise between Washington and Tehran that would allow UN inspectors to press for visits to Iranian military sites as part of their monitoring duties. Okay, so you really want to check it out. Okay, well, that changes things. I'm sorry. We'll let you in. However, access at will... Well, before I even get to that. So, they could press for visits. They could ask really nice, apparently. And then if they ask just the right way, perhaps Iran will let them in. to see these things. How is that different than where we're at right now? Can someone describe that to me? 610-539, talk, the number to call. Can someone describe that to me? How is that any different? Am I missing something here? There have been plenty of times where I felt that, oh, well, maybe I'm just missing a major point here. I fear that I am. But the deal allows Iran to say, we'll get this here. Access at will to any site would not necessarily be granted. And even so, even if so, could be delayed. And then the article goes, a condition that critics of the deal are sure to seize on as possibly giving Tehran time to cover any sign of noncompliance with its commitments. Well, duh. They let you in, say, oh, not now, give us a week. That's not really the whole idea behind compliance. This deal does nothing. It's a piece of paper. Also, and get this, we're giving our enemies rights over us. You know what? God is, and I'll tell you why they're our enemy in just a moment here, because I've got a good quote from the supreme leader of Iran. Their political leader. Their supreme leader, that, I mean, you know, we all know him. We all love him. The Ayatollah. But here, under the deal, I'll share with you this little tidbit first. Tehran would have the right to challenge the UN request in an arbitration board composed of Iran and the six world powers that negotiated with it would have to decide on the issue. Oh, for the love of Pete. So now we've got to have an arbitration board to find out if it's okay that we let weapons inspectors see if you don't have any nukes. We have to have an arbitration board composed of Iran and other world powers to determine if that's okay to hold you to this agreement of non-nuclear proliferation and using it for peaceful means. They are lying to us. I think that every American citizen knows this. I think President Obama is grasping at straws. He wants something. And he doesn't quite care if it does anything to Israel either. Such an agreement would still be a notable departure from assertions by top Iranian officials, including... Here's one, including Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. There he is, that their country would never allow the IAEA into such sites. Because, get this, this is what they say. Iran has argued that such visits by the IAEA would be a cover for spying on its military secrets. You know what it's like? It's like listening to a spoiled child. And they make ridiculous excuses and their reasoning for you giving them discipline is absolutely absurd, because they're a child. Well, see, Iran is a child here. They don't understand, and anyone who's a parent knows this, they don't understand reasoning all the time. Sometimes, all they understand is a, no, you're not going to do it, you're grounded. Or even spanking, which apparently is bad now today. We have so become watered down in everything to stand for anything now today is to be a bigot. To stand for anything now today is to be hostile and to be angry and to be everything mean you could think of, ball it up into a little sphere and then concentrate it and, well, there you go. You've got this evil stance on everything, where if you have to stand up for any kind of principle, you are going to be ridiculed. Here, I've got an interesting scripture we're going to look at today. This is 2 Kings chapter 17. And I'm going to be reading at verse 35. Now, this was to Israel. Or 37, I'm sorry. Or you know what? No. Let's go to 35. Okay, here we go. When the Lord made a covenant with the Israelites, he commanded them, "Do not worship any other gods or bow down to them, serve them, or sacrifice to them. But the Lord who brought you up out of Egypt with mighty power and outstretched arm is the one you must worship. To him you shall bow down, and to him offer sacrifices. You must always be careful to keep the decrees and regulations, the laws and commands he wrote for you. Do not worship other gods. Do not forget the covenant I have made with you, and do not worship other gods. Rather, worship the Lord your God. It is he who will deliver you from the hand of all your enemies." They would not listen, however, but persisted in their former practices. Even while these people were worshiping the Lord, they were serving their idols. To this day, their children and grandchildren continue to do as their ancestors did. Now, this is talking about Israel. And this was talking about Samaria in particular. How it's talking about to this day, their children and grandchildren continue to do as their ancestors did. We have, instead of worshiping idols, worship ourselves today. And our own reasoning, and our own logic and diplomacy. But see, we don't realize that while this is given to Israel, while this is given to Samaria, you know, the New Testament calls all those who are underneath Christ, who accept Christ as their Lord and Savior, they are a part of Israel. They are new Israel. So for those who follow Christ, while these promises were given to a nation and they were given to a particular people, the same principle still holds, though, for those who follow Christ. That God will deliver us from our enemies. While we may have to endure persecution, we may have to endure trials, but in the end we will be blessed. Like Job, who lost everything, but in the end was blessed. And he endured a trial, but it was a testing of his faith, and he believed God that he was good. And that wasn't because of something that he did, it was just how the world is. Sometimes troubles befall us. And God will deliver us from our enemies. Well, as our nation makes a collective 180 away from God, and I could talk about the Supreme Court decision, I could talk about abortion, I could talk about the major political moral issues, I'm not going to do that. As our nation turns away from God collectively, I don't even need to talk about the other issues to make that argument. Because those are just symptoms. Those are symptoms of a collective turning. As we do that, we're going to lose everything we hold near and dear. Let me go ahead and read you a quote from the Ayatollah. This was 4 months ago. The crowds began to chant as he was making a speech, "Death to America." This is in Iran. And Khamenei responded in kind. This is what he said. "Of course, yes, death to America. Because America is the original source of this pressure." Talking about the nuclear talks. Isn't that nice? The Ayatollah said to the crowd, "They insist on putting pressure on our dear people's economy." Oh, they're real dear, all right. What is their goal? Their goal is to put people against the system. The politics of America is to create insecurity.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
From the Pennsylvania Family Institute, I'm Michael Gear with today's Family Update. At last year's December meeting, the Pennsylvania Family Institute Board of Directors decided to hire an additional constitutional attorney for our Independence Law Center to join in the fight for religious liberty and the sanctity of life. It was a step of faith because it means we need to bring in additional financial support to accommodate the growth. But it was also a very timely decision because the attacks on religious liberty for individuals, churches, and ministries are growing by the day. And that's why I'm so glad that attorney Jeremy Samick has joined our chief counsel, Randy Wenger, on the Independence Law Center team. They're here to help you and all Pennsylvanians fight for religious liberty. Please consider helping us financially with a generous, tax-deductible contribution.
The Pennsylvania Family Institute. Protect the family. Preserve the future. We depend on your prayers and financial support. To donate, log on to pafamily.org or call us at 1-800-FAMILY-1.
A nation of well-informed men who have been taught to know and prize the rights which God has given them cannot be enslaved. It is in the region of ignorance that tyranny begins. A quote from Benjamin Franklin.
Your furry family members matter too.
Hi, we're Gordon and Sue Kriebel, owners of Perk Valley Pet Eatery, a family-owned business located on Main Street in the Trap Shopping Center. It's a family experience at Perk Valley Pet Eatery, one you won't get at chain and grocery stores. You'll find a distinct difference at Perk Valley Pet Eatery, a difference in quality and in our natural approach to your pet's care. You may not be aware of better options for your pets, so come in and discuss your pet's nutritional needs and health. Our knowledgeable hands-on staff will be happy to help you learn what's best. We've been your leaders in pioneering pet nutrition and part of our community since 2003. Come out and support our local family-owned business. We'd love to meet you and your pets.
Well, here we go. We're on a good Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. I don't care how his name is supposed to be pronounced. In my mind, he doesn't deserve to have his name pronounced right. Yep, that's right. 610-539-TALK, the number to call, 610-539-8255. The Ayatollah, supreme leader now. This is a good article from Yahoo, actually. Yahoo News, news.yahoo.com. I like the headline. And it was only put up an hour ago. Death to America, deal with America. Quite a change of heart. We don't realize how crippling economically this has been to Iran. We were winning. We were getting somewhere. See, I don't believe that the only answer is going to be diplomacy to this. They have already shown that they don't give a hoot about diplomacy. We're talking to them about their nuclear program, why they are sponsoring terrorism in the region, killing hundreds and thousands, I'm probably sure, of innocents. Sponsoring terrorism. They've called us the great Satan and called for our death, and we think that doing a little deal with them, promising, just crossing their fingers and saying, oh, we promise we're not going to do any of these things with no oversight, with nothing tangible, nothing at all. They could refuse it. They didn't even agree to let UN weapons inspectors in. It was conditional. They can refuse. They could say, oh, you need to wait a week. What does that get us? What did we do? And we're going to release sanctions now. And you know what? The Ayatollah changing his tune because of how bad it was in Iran. And we don't realize that. Well, let's Let's see, did I finished reading the quote right before the break here. We're supposed to be making genuine progress 4 months ago, of course, telling you how. Of course, yes, death to America. Oh, that's good. We're negotiating with these people, ladies and gentlemen. We are negotiating with these people. I don't know what there's to negotiate, quite frankly. Is there any kind of disagreement there? 610-539-TALK, the number to call, 610-539-8255. Well, we are, let's see, I told Khamenei, this is, we're going to have more quotes from you from the Ayatollah as far as the nuclear deal. Let's see, I could just look at, there are some wonderful images that have been done, and we've got, I'm looking here, and, oh, look at this. Here we go, here's another quote from Khamenei. Here's one that you should like a lot. Our goal is to implement Islamic international goals in the world of poverty and hunger. We say that there will be fighting as long as there is polytheism and disbelief. By the way, they believe that Christians are polytheistic because, you know, we have Jesus the Father and the Holy Spirit. They believe that we're polytheistic because of that, by the way. And disbelief, as long as there is a fight, we will be there. We do not have any beef between any city or nation. Interesting choice of word. We have decided to raise the flag of La Alia Ilayala, I guess, which is some Islamic flag or something like that. But is what it is. We have David joining us on the phone right now. David from Pottstown. How you doing, David?
I'm doing well. Good morning to you.
Good morning. What's going on?
Well, I tuned in. I didn't catch you from the beginning. I'm driving right now and turned you on. I've been on for about 15 minutes or so, and I know you're talking about this subject, and perhaps you've already covered it, but the parallel to me here is Neville Chamberlain in World War II and Adolf Hitler, and everybody comes back about this wonderful deal that we have, and we've got everything solved, and as that agreement was absolutely a farce, and Hitler invaded whatever countries he chose to invade. I think we've got a very much of a parallel situation here in Iran.
Yeah, interesting you bring that up, because I actually did talk about Neville Chamberlain in World War II and how the path to appeasement did not work.
Right.
Very interesting that you brought that up. Yeah, the parallels are there. And the thing is, today, Iran, they are such a state sponsor of terrorism where they don't need to formally invade a country. They already are. Their influence is already everywhere in that region because of their sponsoring of terrorism.
Absolutely.
So, well, David, thank you for your call. I appreciate it.
All right.
If you want to call in, that number, 610-539-TALK, 610-539-8255. But a good point you raised there, David, as far as the parallel. Of course, yeah, there is a parallel between Neville Chamberlain, World War II, and what's going on today. Like, I'm on a tangent here. I am fascinated by these quotes from the Ayatollah, and there's so many of them. There's so many to choose from. Let's see. We've got I'm just looking. By the way, again, that number 610-539-8255, 610-539-TALK. Death to America. There's another one. Does anyone remember? Let's see. Then the Wall Street Journal's got another article here. Let's see. Everything done so far neither guarantees an agreement in principle nor its contents, nor does it guarantee that the negotiations will continue to the end. Khamenei talking about how the negotiations are going to... Oh, no, here it is. The whole problem comes now that the details should be discussed because the other side is stubborn, difficult to deal with, breaks promises, and is a backstabber. That was from the Ayatollah as well. And the Obama administration dismissing that as inflammatory rhetoric to appeal to hardliners inside Iran. President Obama, of course, at the time, and this was the Wall Street Journal just in April, I am confident that the framework that was established creates the possibility of achieving our goal without potential military conflict. Neville Chamberlain, anyone? Is he here? Oh, I'm sorry, he changed his name to President Barack Obama. I guess that's where we're at today. You're listening to It's a New Day. If you just tuned in, 1180 WFYL, Mike Levins here. Thank you for joining us on the program today. You could call in 610-539-TALK. It's wonderful what happens when you actually stop and think about things. Of course, this being the headline, the nuclear deal with Iran being struck today, and we have no power. Yes, we don't have any power at all. Iran does not have to let nuclear... And that's part of the deal. They do not have to let IAEA inspectors in because they think that we're spying on them, like we have something to learn from them about nuclear weapons, since they have to buy everything that they own as far as developing their nuclear program. But so, see, that's what we call a non-argument, saying that it's to spy on them, as if we're going to, well, is it to know what in the world they're doing? You want to call that spying? Sure, but we're actually dumb enough to take them to the negotiating table to actually talk to them about it instead of just saying, no, this is what's going to happen, take it or leave it. Because we had them, honestly, economically. That's why the Ayatollah even let up a little bit in saying that this deal is something working on.
Stand in the Gap Weekend with Sam Rohr and Gary Dull of the Pennsylvania Pastors Network features a message from one of the nearly 3,000 church leaders that are members of the Pennsylvania Pastors Network. The mission is to build a permanent network of pastors across the state that are dedicated to affirming the authority of Scripture and taking seriously the command to be salt and light in this culture. Every day, we're working to impact the nation's values by encouraging pastors to lead their churches in addressing today's toughest issues, including the deterioration of traditional marriage, pornography, sexual permissiveness, and abortion. You're invited to join us in the battle for truth.
Airing Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. and streaming Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. on our website, 1180WFYL.com.
West Norriton Township. Norriton Township. This is AM 1180. AM 1180. WFYL. King of Prussia. Philadelphia.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Dave Anthony. President Obama hails it as
real and meaningful change.
A deal with Iran worked out in Vienna.
The international community will be able to verify that the Islamic Republic of Iran will not develop a nuclear weapon.
Fox News Radio's Simon Owen details this live in our European Bureau.
Dave, the Iranian foreign minister calling it an historic agreement.
Today could have been the end of hope on this issue, but now we are starting a new chapter of hope.
The deal is expected to give Iran billions of dollars in sanctions relief in return for cuts to its nuclear activities, restrictions on the production of weapons-grade material, and a new regime allowing UN inspections. Although when it comes to inspecting military sites, it seems Iran may be able to delay those visits. There's also a provision to reinstate sanctions if the deal is breached. Dave?
Simon, now more of President Obama's reaction. Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
The president says it would be irresponsible to walk away from this agreement with Iran, and he's calling on Congress to approve it quickly.
I will veto any legislation that prevents the successful implementation of this deal.
Congress has 60 days to approve or disapprove the agreement, and they would need a two-thirds majority to override a veto. The president says without this deal, there's a greater chance of war in the Middle East. And he also believes with it, future presidents will be in a better position to deal with Iran. Dave.
Now, Rachel, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said this is a bad mistake that'll give Iran a cash bonanza. Prosecutors get one last chance to call James Holmes a cold, calculated killer in closing arguments today at the Colorado Movie Theater Massacre trial. His lawyers will make a last insanity plea.
For a jury to find someone insane in Colorado, they have to find that one is unable to differentiate between right and wrong because of a mental illness or defect.
Fox News Radio's Jessica Rosenthal at the court in Centennial. In eastern Kentucky, flooding's left one man dead and authorities trying to account for several others after heavy rain. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Square Trade does not cover lost or stolen items. Savings based on two-year iPhone plan with one claim compared to Assurant total equipment coverage as of April 10th, 2015.
Getting a new Galaxy iPhone or other smartphone? Get this. Every 2 seconds, one of us accidentally breaks our phone. So protecting your new smartphone is a smart idea. But if you have insurance from one of those big cell phone companies, you're paying way too much. Switch to SquareTrade phone protection instead and start saving hundreds of dollars. Phone insurance from Verizon, Sprint, or other wireless carriers can cost you as much as $11 every month, plus up to $199 deductible when you break your phone. SquareTrade phone protection is less than $5 a month with a much lower deductible. We can save you over $240. And switching to SquareTrade is easy. Even if you're locked into a two-year phone contract with Verizon, Sprint, or other wireless carrier, you can cancel their phone insurance anytime. We'll even show you how.
Switch to SquareTrade now and save over $240. Visit SquareTrade.com. That's SquareTrade.com.
SquareTrade!
Again, our top Fox News story. After many delays, a nuclear deal reached with Iran and Vienna. The U.S. and other world powers agreeing to lift sanctions on Iran's economy in exchange for curbs on its nuclear program. President Obama calls it meaningful change. Scott Walker is no fan of the deal. The Republican Wisconsin governor saying last night as he launched his campaign for president.
We need to terminate that deal on the very first day in office. Put in place crippling economic sanctions on Iran and convince our allies to do exactly the same thing.
Now, Hillary Clinton took a jab at Walker yesterday, saying his public union reform stomped on workers' rights. Today she goes to Washington.
It's noteworthy to have Democratic frontrunner for president come to the Capitol. Hillary Clinton is going to be meeting with the House Democratic Caucus, the Senate Democratic Caucus, along with some other smaller caucuses.
That's Fox's Chad Pergram. Another ISIS wannabe busted and due in court today in Massachusetts, the son of a Boston police captain. Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers on the case live.
Alexander Ciccolo is accused of plotting to explode pressure cooker bombs at an unidentified college and broadcast the killings live online, an act authorities say he would use to support ISIS. Law enforcement officials with knowledge of the case tell the Associated Press it was Ciccolo's father, Robert, a 27-year veteran of the Boston police force, that told authorities last fall that his son had a long history of mental illness and was talking about joining ISIS. The day before his arrest, agents watched him at a Walmart buying a pressure cooker similar to those used in the 2013 Boston Marathon bombings, Dave.
Tanya, it's the last day of the running with the bulls in Pamplona, Spain, and one person has been killed, gored by a bull. A French citizen during the festival in the town while standing with some friends was killed. On Wall Street, futures are down a little ahead of the opening bell, coming off another rally when the Dow went up on 217 points yesterday. Markets have been down modestly across Europe this morning. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Hi, I'm Doug Floro, president and certified financial planner at MFB Wealth Management. In Matthew 25, the parable of the 10 talents warns us that not investing the master's talents because of fear is wrong. Doing nothing can be a sin.
So what are the consequences of doing nothing?
In this parable, the first thing we see is that the Lord is not pleased. The one talent is taken away and given to the one that has 10 talents. Finally, the unprofitable servant is cast into outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
Wow, that sounds harsh.
It certainly does. Now, none of us is a perfect steward, but if you feel like you are just coasting along and it's time to make some changes, please call our office at 215-723-8999.
MFB Wealth Management, 215-723-8999, on the web at mfbwm.com. Securities and advisory services offered through Genios Wealth Management, member FINRA SIPC.